What do you turn to when you're desperate for peace? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. The people in the book of Isaiah were in a tough spot. Everything around them felt broken, and they tried just about everything to feel secure again. But their peace didn't come from politics, power, or distraction. It came from a promise. The promise of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Today's devotion reminds us that real peace doesn't come from escaping your problems or getting control of them. It's called Prince of Peace, the Book of Isaiah by Lene Boltheis. The Book of Isaiah begins with a mess. The people's rebellion against God was serious, and the consequences of their sin brought devastation, brokenness, and hopelessness. Things were not the way they were supposed to be. There was no peace. In Isaiah 1 through 12, people looked for peace in all the wrong places. They trusted in foreign kings, other gods, unfaithful leaders, and their own power and plans. But nothing gave them peace. Why? Because only Jesus can give us true peace. The purpose of Isaiah's book was to call the people back to God and to tell them a Messiah was coming. The prophet Isaiah said, "For a child will be born for us. He will be named Prince of Peace." That child was born, and his name is Jesus. Jesus died and rose again to make everlasting peace in our relationship with God the Father. Out of his great love for us, he took all our sins and wrongdoing to the cross, where Isaiah 53:5 says, "He was pierced because of our rebellion, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds." Jesus is our peace. If we've put our trust in him, we can rest knowing we have peace with God. Isaiah 26:3 even says, "You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you." Much like the Israelites, we also face times when things are not how they're supposed to be. And much like the Israelites, we often look to created things rather than to God. Maybe we panic, party, or create a new playlist. Maybe we avoid everything that makes us anxious, skipping school, quitting soccer, or choosing a seat as far away as possible from that person. While those things may give us an immediate sense of relief, it's temporary. The only source of true, lasting peace is a relationship with Jesus. Nothing you face is too much or too broken for him to put back together again. So what does this story make you think of? The Hebrew word translated peace in the Bible is shalom, which means everything is complete and whole and operating in the right relationship to each other. We will never fully experience this type of peace until Jesus returns, but he gives us glimpses of it through his Spirit, his Word, and his people. How have you seen glimpses of shalom in your life? We all have times when we find it difficult to relax or feel at peace, yet Jesus is still with us, helping us. When you feel this way, who is a trusted Christian in your life you could talk to? Now, as you and I can read in John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Dig into the Bible for yourself and read Isaiah 9:6-7, and then also Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3-4, and chapter 53 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, if you want to help your siblings grow in their faith, it doesn't have to be complicated. Keys for Kids Radio makes it simple with fun and Christ-centered content that they will actually enjoy. So download the Keys for Kids app or stream it live for them when you go to keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. When one of the most important people in your life dies, what is your hope? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.